Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. Tim Delaney, executive designer of Walt Disney Imagineering, is going to be our guest. First, we are joined by Bob Forster, president of Southern California Edison. Bob, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thanks for having me, Art.
Let me just state for the record that the flag that you now see on our set is the one given to us by our friend Congressman Rohrabacher on our last taping. This flag actually flew over the Capitol of the United States. We're very grateful to the Congressman and honored to have it as part of our set. Bob, energy is always a challenge for this state. We've gone through tough times in the years past. How does it look for this summer?
Well, it's going to be tight, Art. The truth is the state's still not out of its energy problems. We're going to urge everyone in our service territory to make sure they conserve energy as much as possible. In fact, we're going to reinitiate what we call our 2020 program, both for commercial and residential customers, which means if you can save 20% of on your electric bills, cut back by 20%, you'll get 20% off your electric bill if it goes through the summer.
So at my home, if I use 20% less than I did at the comparable period last year, I save 20%.
That is correct. Over the whole summer period. And it was a very successful program that was launched in 2001 and again in 2002. We're bringing it back because supplies are tight for this summer.
How close, like last summer, did we get to reaching max over the hot months?
Actually, last summer was a strange occurrence, because what happened is we actually had our peak load occur late in the season. Normally, peaks occur in July, maybe August. Actually, I think last year it occurred in September. And you have sometimes planned outages, you know, work being done in power plants, machines have to be maintained. So it caught us a little bit unawares, caught the system operator for the whole state unawares.
But we didn't have any blackouts.
We did not have call firm interruptions. We did not have that. We're hopeful to not have that this summer, but supplies are tight. The truth is California needs more power plants in the
state. So each year as the state grows, population grows, the economy grows, energy demand grows.
Actually, energy demand, electrical demand, has been outpacing historical levels for about the last 2 or 3 years. Normally, you'd have 1.5, maybe 2% growth. In fact, 1.5 was normal during the decade of the 90s. We're looking at, you know, 3, 3.5% growth in electricity. And the problem is, a lot of the growth is out in the Inland Empire area, in the eastern part of California, in our service territory. Tremendous penetration of air conditioning. You know, and it's hotter climate, so you're actually getting not only rapid growth in those areas, you're also getting homes and businesses that use more electricity.
And is there a distribution problem? Does it make a difference if the growth is in one area rather than generally distributed?
Actually, that's a very good question. You can have reliability problems from either lack of generation, but you can also have reliability problems if your distribution and transmission system is not capable of handling loads. And the problem across the country is that all the electric utilities in the country built their systems rapidly after World War II. A lot of the equipment is aging. We're trying now, and we have been for about the last 6 or 7 years, to get out there and really rapidly replace our infrastructure. It's called infrastructure replacement, because we have to make sure that the system can handle the demands placed upon it. If you want to see what happens when you don't do that, about 7 or 8 years ago, Chicago was noted for a lot of blackouts. It had nothing to do with the lack of electrical supply. It had all to do with the failure of the wire system to handle the load.
Now, you mentioned demand was rising now, about growing 3%. What about capacity? What level have we been growing capacity?
Well, we for quite some time, we had not grown much capacity. The problem in California is that you look across the rest of the country, most areas have an oversupply of capacity. They have a lot of machines. They have more machines than they really need. In California, because of rapid growth and because we really did have a period where we did not build new power plants, our reserve margin is what it's called, are really now at or just slightly below the level you'd want to see them. Now, the state is trying to do a good job of putting a framework back together that makes sure that there's adequate supplies for the
What does Edison need to incentivize you to build more plant?
Actually, well, we're in a different world. That's a good question, but you have to back up. First of all, most of the plants we won't build our own. We're going to contract
with.
What you have to have is, this is a world now where no one is going to get financing for a new power plant, or I should say very few entities will get financing, unless you have a long-term 10-year contract.
Sure.
We can't make that investment on behalf of our customers unless we know the state's going to have a framework that we can get recovery of those dollars, that they're going to keep their word, they're not going to change the rules 5 years out.
Now, you're talking investments of hundreds of millions of dollars build.
Yeah. Well, for example, we are in the process of building a plant that we are going to own right now out near Redlands, California, near San Bernardino.
What's the price tag of that?
That plant's about $650 million.
Okay. So before you build, or before someone else builds, under a contract with you, you need assurance from the state that there's the proper framework. And how close is the state to providing that proper framework?
It's made a great deal of improvement. Okay, if you go back to the crisis in 2000 and 2001, there's a lot of reasons why the crisis happened. But one of the major ones, if you remember, is that the state, through the Public Utilities Commission, did not allow long-term contracts.
I remember that.
So that was a big problem.
Do they permit it now?
They do. And the problem is that everyone from the crisis learned that if we're going to have a 10-year contract, we've got to know that the state's going to keep the rules in place for that 10-year contract and not change its mind. And here's the big wild card. You hear this thing about retail competition. You want to have retail competition so people in Long Beach, for example, could buy power from anybody.
Right.
That's been suspended as a result of the crisis. But when you bring that back, if we make a 10-year investment, let's say
afraid of them escaping.
Well, no, if
leaving.
Customers migrate to someone else, we made those investments on their behalf. And it's not just us. The retail providers, the independent retail providers, have the same problem.
Okay. So we just have a minute left, Bob. But so what you need from the state is, and we've discussed this before, that if they leave you, that they pay you fair compensation for exercising the right to migrate.
What you really need is the state needs to put rules in place that any investment made on behalf of customers, that cost stays with the customer, no matter where they go. They could be at an independent supplier.
How close are you to getting that?
I'd say we're probably about 50 to 60% of the way there. We had a bill last year that we think would have done it. It was vetoed.
Okay.
We're trying to work it out.
Okay, we'll stay on top of this story because it is very important that Californians get the energy they need. So stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.